This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are having Anonymous Truth, who is asking for some advice. So, Anonymous letter reads as follows. She says, my 26-year-old sister has 6 children from different men, and she's pregnant again. I'm now expected to continue taking care of the children since all the fathers are absent. What should I do? Stripping it down on the naked truth, there's a message here from Jack Mazola who says, morning, Sislins. Anonymous, I would like to advise you to continue taking care of your sister's children. You know, sometimes we get tested, so don't lose hope. God gave you that kind and big heart for a reason. He knew what you were going to be facing in the future. One day you will be thankful. That is Jack Mazola right there, stripping it down on the naked truth. There's also one here that says, good morning, Lindy. Anonymous must just encourage the sister to tell the doctor after giving birth that she's done want to close. And as for taking care of the children, I think Anonymous must stop, because that sister is getting child support grant. I think 3K, Andres Kalepalale, and also moving over to taking responsibility for our actions. In as much as we can assist, but the sister must be taught to make means for the children. The children needs care, shelter, food, and clothing. So second responsibility is that family planning. Otherwise, if not conceded, the culture will continue. Thirdly and lastly, at 26 with 6 children, 6 fathers, something is very wrong. It is unhealthy considering her age. Well, if she can assist, what can we say? You know, igaz like uzotini. It is as kulu buteles as kulu. Thank you kindly for your stripped down truth. There's one here that says that Lynn's Anonymous is taking advantage of her sister, is taking advantage of the good heart that she has. I think family planning would have and is still the solution here. Mpapa Te Tamano Ari, I feel like your sister is doing this because she has a lot of time on her hands. You need to teach her how to be responsible and get her a job so she can see how much of a burden she is to people around her. It's totally not fair. Okay, so on the other side says, you can't abandon your family. She's your sister. What you have to do is to maybe see a psychologist or a social worker just to guide you on how to tackle this whole situation with a positive mindset. Patience Chabalala, please, after giving birth, you know, maybe after 4 times giving birth, introduce her to contraceptives. This is way too much. It's just too much. Debo on the other side, she's always been comfortable and more babies are coming. So take her for counseling. Maybe she'll agree to use family planning. Bravishes, no man will marry her with so many kids, or use protection and not try to keep a man by giving him a kid, because they will all make one and run away. Harold Mashele, how many times does your sister get pregnant a year? But that one needs mental health evaluation. Amplified McKay, if you are working, plan a budget for a month, just help your sister to get a job. It's just an overload for you. It's just too much. Bethwell Mukoro Makola, get her a job. She will stop focusing on making babies. And there's also one here from Siabi Benzo, move out. Their fathers should take care of them. You have your own problems to worry about. Thank you kindly. Henry Mukwena, you do nothing. Why worry about someone's problem? There's also one here from Lerato in Rosebank. Rato says, Lindy, this is just too much. I think that Anonymous is about time you take care of yourself, take care of your mental health. I can only imagine what you are going through. I think your sister needs to know that it's time to pull up her socks. She needs to go look for a job and stop with giving her handouts, because if you keep on giving that, she will continue making more babies. It's not even healthy for her. Hashtag the Naked Truth. As usual, we got to wrap up Naked Truth with some professional advice.
Good morning, Capricorn FM listeners, and also good morning to Lindiwe. And again, thank you so much for having me. So going to what Anonymous is asking, as I want to say to Anonymous that no, you are not a bad person, and you should never feel like a bad person. Remember what you're doing of helping your sister and her children. It is because of your generosity. It is because of your kindness. And should you feel overwhelmed, it's okay for you to say no. It's okay for you to take a break without you feeling guilty. So my advice to Anonymous is that I want Anonymous to develop the skill of assertiveness. So when we're talking of the skill of assertiveness, this is a skill that you develop in order for you to be able to say no without feeling guilty. In order for you to express your feelings, of course, in honesty, in calmness, and in a very respectful manner, without you fearing that what if what I'm going to say, the other person might not agree to that. Because remember, at the end of the day, your emotions that you are not expressing are not going to affect the other person, but they're going to affect you. So this is what Anonymous need to develop. This is what Anonymous need to learn, the skill of assertiveness. Because remember also, there are people, be it friend or family, who always want to receive and never give. And the minute that they realize that you are unable to say no, they're going to abuse your generosity and also abuse your kindness, which is something that I feel Anonymous sister is doing right now. And maybe with Anonymous saying no to helping the sister and the children, she will now be able to stand up and take a responsibility as a mother and support her children. I wish Anonymous all the best, and thank you.
Anyways, Maradola Dipuwa Millicent, who is the director of MDM Psychological Health and Wellness Services. If you are in need of a one-on-one session with her, I'm sure she'll be happy to have you. You can give her a call at 067-861-7861. 067-861-7861. You can also send them an email, info@mdmpsychologicalwellness.ca. Their website is as follows: www.mdmpsychologicalwellness.co.za.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.